Rebecca News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg op na 22. Mbombela en Polokwane begin die naweek met 'n maksimum van net 19 grade.
Bedford View entering northbound. There's slow moving traffic on the link to the N12 east at Galilee's. And we've also got delays in Sandton and Catherine Street. Delays between Weirder Road East and Grayston Drive.
Die nuwe regering slaan terug teen konstruksiemafias.
We will never be able to attract additional infrastructure investment and turn our country into a construction site while this lawlessness continues.
Die minister van openbare werke en infrastruktuur Dean McPherson wil dringend met die LER van infrastruktuur van al die verskillende provinsies vergader, asook die ministers verantwoordelik vir wet en orde in die land. Sy woordvoerder James de Villiers sê die minister was geskok toe hy ingelig is oor 'n stryery met lede van 'n konstruksiemafia by 'n waterprojek in KwaZulu-Natal wat gelei het tot die dood van 3 mense. Na die Noordwes waar 32 onwettige immigrante van ander lande vasgetrek is in die Mooinooi en Mgwasi gebiede naby Brits. Polisie sê die groep is van Mosambiek, Lesotho en Zimbabwe en sluit in 9 vroue. Na die Oosrand en die planne om Ekurhuleni in 'n ekonomiese pilaar te omskep.
Metropolis Development Program, which we are advocating as a nation. I think it's important that we emphasize it so that we don't struggle to pronounce it. It's nothing else but the airport economy, which we are advocating for nation and provincial adoption.
Ekurhuleni burgemeester Nkosinji Philing Gagasa sê hy is vol vertroue dat Ekurhuleni 'n skoon audit verslag gaan kry. Hy die president Cyril Ramaphosa en lede van sy kabinet in die gebied verwelkom vir die presidentiële imbizo wat pas in Sakani afgeskop het. Die imbizos gee inwoners die geleentheid om hulle griewe te lig en ook vir die regering om diensleweringprobleme aan te spreek. As dit by sport kom, is dit die Vrydag voor Formule 1 weer Sondag terug is. Die nuus is dat Australier Jack Doohan in die volgende seisoen vir die Alpine span gaan bestuur. Hy is die seun van Mick Doohan, wat 5 keer die 500cc motorfietswet wêreldkampioen was. Die 21-jarige Jack Doohan sal die Alpine span uitmaak saam met Pierre Gasly. In internasionale nuus is Britse burgers gewaarsku dat hulle van Oktober af baie meer gaan moet opdok vir energie, wat hernieuwde vrese bring dat die huidige lewenskoste in Brittanje verder gaan styg. Die energierekening van 'n tipiese huishouding in Brittanje kan styg tot die ekwivalent van oor die R40,000. Die stygging van pryse op die internasionale energiemarkte word hiervoor blameer. En as jy geld oor het, as jy nog altyd by 'n Michelin restaurant wou gaan eet, hier is jou kans. Een van Londen se mees bekende van die ster restaurante draai volgende maand die klok 30 jaar terug met die pryse wat hulle gaan vra. St. John sal besoekers vra presies wat hulle gevra het in 1994 toe die restaurant aanvanklik sy deure oopgemaak het. So dit beteken jy gaan vir 'n spesiaal voorbereide dis in hierdie Michelin restaurant net R83 betaal.
Wow.
Ek skry dit is Susan the top story at this hour. The Public Works Minister wants to urgently meet with MECs and mayors to speak about the construction mafia crimes.
Mm-hmm. Let's get construction under control. Oh boy. I bet you though, at that restaurant in London, I bet you that the alcohol will be charged at 2024 prices. I'm just saying.
They're going to have to make it up some way. So you're going to either play for the flower or the tablecloth.
Yeah, or the tip. Ja, was nie ingesluit nie, Fred. I only found, I know I'm late to the party here, because, you know, I don't know if you know, but I'm not one of those ticky-tocky guys. do you remember the Olivia Rodrigo song, Driver's License? Ah, yes. Someone. And it was all about a broken heart and a lover who had left her, and she got her driver's license. They were going to do it together, and she drives past his house every day. It's based on a true story. Do you know who it was who stole Olivia Rodrigo's man that she turned into the song Driver's License?
No.
It was Sabrina Carpenter, the feather singer.
What?
Yes. Kan jy dit glo?
So who came out with this sack of potatoes?
Joshua Bassett was the guy in question, and he...